We're learning Perek Vav, Shmiras HaLoshen, Shara Torah. In some editions, it's the third paragraph, which begins, V'ha'ikir toli ba'anoshim ha'chashuv ma'ashir ba'ir. In the English edition, it's page 458, on the bottom of the page. And the topic of discussion, we are continuing with that of Hachzokos HaTorah, of supporting Torah in many ways. There's financial support, writing the checks to support Torah. Sometimes people think things just run by itself. Torah is a, all facets of Torah, they exist, you know. The recorders need batteries, the room needs air conditioning, but Torah just runs by itself. That's unfortunately is a mindset that exists. Or better yet, the mindset is someone else to support it. So here the Chafetz Chaim is telling us we all have an obligation to support Torah. And we discussed last week in regards to marrying one's children to Torah, to Bnei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, as well as making sure that the younger generations also are educated properly to learn Torah so that they will become the next generation's Talmidei Chachamim. Everything depends upon, or not everything, but a tremendous weight on the shoulders of those important, influential people in the city. And they have the ability to say something and to correct the mistakes of the city. The pasuk says, "Chatos hakol hu." It is a sin offering for the community. The next pasuk, the very next pasuk says, "When a king sins, what's the message? What does he want to teach us? Lo hayris lanu to come to teach us. Shema shehakol chaitin. This." That the kahal sin, ainay elo shehechoshuv chayte, ki hu nispas ba'avaynam b'mashaloi rol esakin es adavar. This that the generation, the people in the community, that they sin, the leader is held responsible. Yes. Why is he held responsible? So I know we're all thinking, oh, I'm not the leader. It's good for me. That's not what we want to bring out. Why is the leader held responsible? Because he could have and he should have and he didn't. He could have fixed the situation and he should have fixed the situation and he did not fix the situation. Ki hu nispos ba'avoinam b'mashalei ro'o, because he didn't see l'sakein es hadavar. Ach yedua atzas ha'yetzer b'zeh. We know how the Yetzer Hara gets involved with everything. That when the Dvar Mitzvah comes to his hands, it makes him into an Onov. And he says, me? I'm not the right one for the job. Find someone who's influential, who's powerful, who's wealthy, who's respected. In the meantime, everything he's doing is describing himself. I'm nobody's in the city. No one listens to me. My words won't be accepted. Why should I waste my words for nothing? I won't accomplish anything. But when a person contemplates the situation, he will see that this is just the advice of the Yetzer Hara. Sha'arei toich de dibor, because toich de dibor, you know what that means? You know how much time is toich de dibor? There's halacha we'll be getting into in a second. And I just gave the answer. There's halacha we'll be getting to shortly with Hamelech HaKadosh and HaKel HaKadosh. If a person by mistake says, Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh during a Seris Mei Tshuva. So he has the amount of time it takes to say with what's called Toich De Dibor to correct himself. If you take a look, Shom Alecha Rebbe is around the second. So here the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that within that same amount of time when the person is denouncing his greatness and his ability of authority in the community, Toich Kedei Dibor, which means a second later, Im Yiga Echad Bichvoide Negia Koldehu, if a person will step on his covet, if a person will not give him the proper respect because he really knows that he's a very influential person, so he holds himself to be this person of power, but he just doesn't want to get involved. He doesn't want to get involved in Hachzokas HaTeira. Mipiv lapidim yahalchu la'alof. You ever see fire shooting out of a person's mouth? I hope not. Because he's saying, Mipiv lapidim yahalchu alof v'yair kama nashm liyiz bezrosa bezeh neged chaveiroi. If someone will, God forbid, step on his foot the wrong way, step on his toes, step on his covet, he will let that person have it. This is the same person who a minute earlier, a second earlier, said, who am I? Who are you? So why are you so upset that someone stepped on your covet? Obviously, you're someone, you hold yourself to be somebody. So stand up and encourage people to support the Torah. He says, when it comes to Kavod Hashem, honor of Hashem, then the Yetzirah turns him into an Onov. Ein zeskim hasha Yetzirah mishapich l'odom kinomer b'chabur oisof. It's only because the Yetzirah turns him kinomer, like a leopard, bechabur oisof, with the situations that come up to him, that he has to now, as he puts it here, this is nothing but the scheme of the Yetzirah changes his strategies as often as a leopard changes his spots. I know leopards change their spots. Leverage change of spots. The point is, we're saying here, is that this person, he can make the difference. And if the Yetzirah attacks the person by saying, you can't, you're nobody, so why are you getting so upset when someone steps on your toes? Mzel ma sheromzu lanu chazal, she Yetzirah yoyshev ben shnei maftechei alev. The Yetzirah rests by the two chambers of his heart, or the person's heart, doesn't have a set place. Yetzer HaToiv, he's on the right side. But the Yetzer Hara, he's not resting. You know why he's not resting? Because if you rest, that means you're not at work. He's got a 24/7 hour job, the Yetzer Hara. He doesn't want to get fired. He gets fired, he'll turn to fire. That's it. He's gone. And he has to make sure constantly that this person is not going to do the right thing. And here, the right thing would be to help support Torah in every aspect of his of the abilities of supporting Torah, financially, encouraging people to learn, and in every way possible. L'chein ha'ish shenogo yiras Hashem b'liboy. He says, therefore, a person who has Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Hashem, should make the efforts to strengthen the Torah. What does it mean to strengthen the Torah? You take a screwdriver and you strengthen the table that we're sitting by. Strengthening the Torah means, as the Chafetz Chaim has been telling us, open the wallet and you give money to support Torah. And we're going to get to, I don't know, today, we'll get to tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, is Zoya Kaddish, that tells us what happens if a person does not support Torah, when they have the ability to support Torah. What happens, as we'll see, when we get to that Zoya Kaddish. Here his test continues, he says, Ki yadua she ba'ovan vidal Torah, bonim mason. Because of the sin of Bittul Torah, what does it mean, Bittul Torah? You know what means Bittul Torah? So this, I will pass into my head now, so I'll share this thought with you. Years ago, this goes back many years, I don't know if it's 20 years, I don't know how many years ago this was. The thing is, I heard of Dayan Dunner from England, very powerful speaker, as we all know. And my throat's hurting me already, so I'm not going to say it with the emotions that it should be said with. But he said over as follows. He was talking about an Agudah convention, and he said, I'm not going to say which Rosh Yeshiva, but he said it's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. And he was talking to the people who were sitting in front of him. And he was telling them that their hanhagos hachayim. And he wasn't just talking to them who were in front of him. He's talking to all those who have the same mindset as them. It's a chutzpah to have Rosh Yeshiva leaving the Beis Medrash and having to go to parlor meetings and having to go raise money. The money should be coming in from the Balabatim, and those who can learn the Torah should be learning the Torah, and those who can support the Torah should be writing the checks. That's what he was saying. So now we're being told by the Chavetz Chaim from the Gemara and Shabbos that because of the Aveira of Bittul Torah, people's children, Rachman Otzon Lo Yelenu, God forbid, could die. Banim Mesim. The Chavetz Chaim, the Tony de Vileo, tells us that whoever has the ability to be meicher, whoever has that ability to rebuke and to encourage people to support Torah, and he does not, because he has this fake anava, any bloodshed, any tragedy, any lack of Torah is on his shoulders. Who Rosh Abav Vani Yomus, he's an evil man and he will die with his sin. V'domai miyodcha avakesh. V'domai in the blood miyodcha from him avakesh I will search out. V'gam l'man kevoyed Hashem v'sei rosa akdoisha sh'nishalalu ato b'av nesinu hara'a b'av nesinu. As well as the man kevoyed Hashem in honor of Hashem v'sei rosa yenistayra akdoisha sh'nishalalu. That was you know what a chilul is? Chilul is a hole. A chalal. A hole. When there's an aveira, there's a void. There's a lack of correct actions taking place. A hole is now created, has been created. When the Torah Daisha and those who learn the Torah are in a financial difficult state, when there are those who can't support it, that's a chilul Hashem. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. Vaz en keitz yeh l'schorei, kimay de'isa Yerushalmi Perek Basa de Baruchos Im Ra'isa Dor Shemisrashlan Atzma Min HaTayra Amoyid V'Hachzeg Bo V'Atonet Aschar Kulam. It's the flip side. Just like the one who has the ability to rebuke and he doesn't rebuke, all the mistakes, the Averas and the bloodshed and the lack of Taira is held on his shoulders of responsibility because he could have and he should have, but he didn't. So to the one or the two or the many that get up and are mechazik and encourage, come learn and support the learning, we'll get the reward for all those people who didn't. Let's repeat that. Yerushalmi, Mar'itza Dor, if you see generation, Shemisrashlin Atzma Min HaTayra, that they're misrashlin, they're lax in Taira, they're lax in learning in Taira, they're lax in supporting Taira. Amoyid V'Achzeg Bo, stand up and strengthen the Taira. And you'll receive the reward for everyone who did not. Even though it's known to all, shahayoyim lefi chesron hashpash nizhava ba mesin rabbi mushar siba is lo yibanokil yuchal hamishtad lo hitzi dover zeh min hakoyich el hapoyom. Chavetz Chaim tells us it's not easy to take the intention into the action. To mechazit the Torah. Afal pi chein al yisatzel bezeh. Don't become lax. Kilafun sar agra. According to the difficulty is the reward. You know what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us? You can approach people to come to learn. You can approach people to support the Torah. They look at you like you're crazy. There are more better important things to do with my time, there are more better important things to do with my money. That is kfira. That mindset is kfira. That mindset is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, by the way, this could be the same person who might be the chazan of Musaf the day before when he was singing, Eitz Chaim, you don't want to hear me sing, but when he was singing, Eitz Chaim, Hil Machazikim Bo. And everyone's getting aroused. Oh, and they tell him, Yashar Koach, he did a beautiful job. What do those words mean? Let's live those words, not just sing those words. We should know that we shouldn't pay attention to those people. I skipped a line, I believe. No, we didn't. And we should know that even if it's difficult, and people try to tell us not to get involved or tell us we're wasting our time, we should realize it's more reward. Shesaval elboin over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we took the abuse because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the Torah. V'kein ze yisa b'yushalim perek basa de peyo le'inen ga'aboy yitztok of zeh l'shoynei. And with this we'll end for today. Rabbi Elazar ha'yapaynes chadzman n'cheis l'beisei Amr lehu, maya v'ditun. Amr lehi, asa chad siya v'ochlin v'shosin v'tzalu alach. Amr lehu, leko agar toif. Necheiz zman tinyon. Amr lehu, maya v'ditun. Amr lehi, asa chad siya chayri v'ochlin v'shosin v'aklunach. Amr lehu, kidei n'ika agar toif. Yisov, always the Rav Noson, Pam Achas, Vitzan, Mimea, Pomim, Shal Vitzar. It's important to know, now we'll read a translation of the Zohar Kodesh. It's important to know that reading the words of Zohar Kodesh alone have the ability to mitire the neshama. What did we just say? It says like this. Lezer was a panis. He was the one who was in charge. He gave out the tzedakah, the charities for the fund in the city. One day, He came back to his house. And he asked what happened while he was away. He was just giving out the stalker. They told him one group came and ate and drank. They davened for you. He told them, I have earned no good reward for doing this. Another time he came and he asked them what happened when he was gone. They told him a different group came and they ate and drank. And they made fun of you. They mocked you. They said, you're wasting your time. Imagine that. What's the response? The response is to understand, Pamachas Bitsar, one time Bitsar is Mimea Pam Shloi Bitsar, is like 100 times Shloi Bitsar. That means when you do a mitzvah, one mitzvah, with tremendous difficulty, it's worth more than 100 mitzvahs accomplished with a little difficulty. And we are people, we have emotions, and people knock us. It affects us. We have to realize that we have to stand for the true values, to encourage people to learn Torah, to encourage people to come to learn, to encourage people to support Torah. And even if they make fun of us and say, oh, that's what you waste your time with, that's what you waste your money with. We have to realize, Achaz Bitsar is Mimea Pamishloi Bitsar. Have a nice day. Thank you.